Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
You ready, Scotty B?
Why are you looking at me?
Because yesterday you burped.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make sure you were ready.
You want to continue where you left off?
I'm gas-free.
Okay.
All right.
But you're angry today, so that we'll just get past that. I think you're over it.
I am over it.
But you'll get Garrett. Garrett still looks like he's seething. Yeah, Garrett.
I'm not seething. It's just I hate being the scapegoat. You know what it is? It's when I'm not here, it's easy to throw someone under the bus, a la Scotty and Scary. So now that I'm here, they get all jittery and go, well, Garrett, well, I'm here now, so you can't throw me under the bus when something that you guys obviously did.
I mean, we can if you did something.
Why? Well, it just shows that when I'm not here, it happens.
Special edition to the podcast, by the way, Kimberly, Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
You get to witness a family fight.
No, wait a minute.
I'm not here to fight.
Garrett technically got thrown under the bus because he threw Scotty under the bus, right?
But it's not throwing under the bus when there was an issue.
It wasn't like
Scotty did this. It was just there was audio that was going over the radio.
I feel like Garrett panicked and
Scary
he ran out and he didn't know what to do. And the first thing he thought was run into the studio. I don't think he did it on purpose.
Let's reset. What happened was that Scotty messed up and was playing the Z100 local radio station over the morning show.
Because I wasn't paying attention.
And Garrett ran in and said, you guys are playing audio over the radio station. Now, Scary then threw Garrett under the bus because Scary said, well, you know, Garrett should know better. When that happens, he should know it's Scotty, and he shouldn't have come in here and tried to blame me.
Well, let's ask.
Garrett implied it was Scary initially.
Can we ask Garrett? Garrett, did you know for a fact that it was Scotty's issue, or were you not sure if it was Scotty or the morning show studio?
No, I just ran because I heard what we call backup audio. Like when all else fails, you hear this thing that we have pre-programmed in there, and that was it.
Then I don't know what you were listening to because that's not what was on the air.
Yeah, because what was playing was the emergency audio. So in fact, that is Scary's issue, which I
not true.
No,
No.
You see, the thing is this. Garrett has years of experience running the radio stations. He knows when he hears double audio when we're in a commercial break that that comes from the other studio. But he chose to come into this studio so Elvis can be witness to Scotty's fuck up by saying, "You guys got two things running at the same
time." Hold on.
In all fairness, Garrett has been called out on the carpet several times for his own fuck ups.
Right, but what, you mean, so, but I just asked Garrett.
Scotty's always the first one to go, "Not me."
Yeah, but Scary.
That's right.
So okay. Scary. Like, this is retaliation.
Hold on.
I just asked Garrett. But I just asked.
You see things from my point of
view. No, I just asked Garrett. Garrett, did you know whose fault it was?
No, it wasn't, because the audio that we're listening to, like I said, is what listeners hear when they're driving in the car of like, "Hey, I hear something weird over the commercials." That's what it was.
As Steve Winwood once said, "When you see a chance, take it."
I will say, Scotty, you do that when there is a timing issue on Garrett's end. You'll go, "Not me. That wasn't me." All right.
But hold on, Garrett. Okay, what were your words when you walked in the studio?
Scary. Left the mics on or left the music in the background playing and the double audio. Nate knows, Ned's laughing.
Yeah.
Sometimes Scary has, and he'll like act like he didn't do it. Remember the time we talked about this a couple of weeks ago where he fucked up and he's like, "Get the engineer," but he did it. It was his fault.
Wait, can I confess something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember the other morning? I don't know, the listeners probably don't know about this, but the other morning at the very beginning of the show, you said, everything just dropped out right before it started, and you couldn't hear anything, and there was no audio.
Yes,
and
Elvis was like, I remember that. We freaked out.
I accidentally turned the microphones on in here.
Oh!
Now, is that Garrett's fault?
Wait,
no,
a minute.
You know, it is.
And you made him call the engineer and everything?
I did. I just didn't want to get yelled at.
It was we were freaking out. I had double phones. I don't even have two phones. But I was like, "Oh my God, call Jeff. What's going on?"
I just admitted it, right? I'm the guy that will always tell you, like, down the road.
All right, but hold on. Garrett, when you came in today during the fuck up.
Correct.
What were your exact words? And to who were you speaking?
There's double audio playing. That's it.
I almost knocked
Gandhi over with her pizza.
But the problem was, though, he directed that to the wrong studio. He directed it into our studio where Elvis was clearly in earshot.
Okay.
See, but at the end of the day, listeners texted in. Listeners heard it. So no matter what, if I went to Scotty and go, "Hey, Scotty, just so you don't get in trouble, here's the thing," it's still going to call out. So Scotty wasn't going to be like, "You know what? We just learned it took 2 days for Scotty to say a mistake."
It's okay for you to take revenge.
And when it is Scotty's fault, what do? We wave our arms to get his attention.
Right.
Now, if you're watching this on Instagram, you'll see that Scotty's studio is right through the glass. We were all waving and jumping up and down. Scotty had his head turned. He was talking to Andrew with his feet up on the counter. He was not a care in the world.
I tell you, it sucks nowadays because when you do make a mistake, the listeners will call you out via text. And then Elvis is like, "Wait, what is this? What just happened in
so
there?"
So even if Elvis didn't hear it and That's witness right. it.
Yep. I always hope Elvis didn't hear it, but then someone will call me out. If it wasn't Garrett, it's a listener.
Can I admit something?
Yeah.
So after this whole thing, it played out during our 14-minute commercial break, 12-13-minute commercial break. And I go to Diamond and I said, "Diamond, get a caller and have him call Scotty out on his mistake."
Anything for the show content, Dick.
But it made for great content. Did you? I love, and you know, just to clarify for everybody and for Kim here, she's like, "This is awkward." We're a family and we're squabbling. That's what every family does, right? For the love of God.
By the way, we got a text message about an hour ago that said Scotty B is no longer hot. So I wrote back, like, why? Why is Scotty B no longer hot?
Messed up.
And he wrote back, the girl wrote back, I assume, and she said, "Oh, guy, could have been either or." Yeah, and they said, "A guy who can't admit he's wrong is no longer attractive in my eyes."
Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, I said it was my fault. I said I was distracted, so you should still love me.
You said it was your fault after you blamed me.
Right.
No.
You said it was Garrett's fault, I messed up. So you don't get both credits,
okay? All I said is you were trying to get me in trouble is all I said.
You know what?
The radio station's on fire, and you know what? Let me think. I'm going to get Scotty in trouble for this.
Hey, I murdered someone, but I'm mad at the cop for ratting me out and arresting me.
Fuck you all.
I kind of see where Scotty's coming from here.
I honestly don't think he did that. I honestly think he was in panic mode. Remember when okay, wait a minute. You remember when Scary Jones shoved me against the wall because you panicked because there was no sound?
Yeah, that was my fault too.
That was Scotty's fault.
But I don't think you shoved me into a wall on purpose. I think you were in panic mode and didn't know what to do. I think Garrett didn't know what to do, came running out of the studio and was just like, oh shit, I got to let them know what happened. And he just ran into the studio.
Okay, how many times when Elvis is not in the studio, we realize the mistake was human error. And we all agree, like, just say it was a glitch. And the minute Elvis walks back in, Scary goes, I just want to let you know, Scotty.
Well, that doesn't happen.
I know that that's happened because I hear it. You don't think I'm listening and I hear you say it.
Well, here's the thing, just to clarify that point, Elvis will think it's somebody else, right? Right.
Yeah.
So I do see where Skiri's coming from, that for, because otherwise that other person that shouldn't be getting blamed is getting blamed when the person that actually fucked up should be getting...
But the problem is Elvis is now conditioned, no matter when anything happens, he looks at me. When it's something that I couldn't possibly have done.
Here's the thing, what you got to tell yourself is because you're the most responsible person, that's why he looks to you. Maybe you can correct it, Scotty.
But then it falls down, and then Scotty goes, hey, Dick, you messed up.
Well, yeah,
you know, so it doesn't stop. I have no one to turn to, so I have to absorb all of it.
Elvis will look at me, and I'll just point to Garrett's studio, and then everyone's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, it's and Garrett. Then I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs going, hey, guys, what's up? I have no idea. I'm getting thrown under
and
the bus.
And to Garrett's credit, like, I will text him when that stuff happens, and he's like, Garrett, I know I fucked up. I'm sorry. I didn't pay it. Whatever. Yeah.
And by the way, I've taken more than my share of lumps over the years for shit. Yeah. So I'm just ready to just dole it out to everybody else. Yeah. Here, you guys can have the blame.
Yeah.
Because it's usually either Garrett or Scotty me. So
Andrew's distracting me again. Again.
Andrew, what is the distraction
You're the catalyst.
He's bringing you coffee? Yeah, what a dick.
I'm sorry, throw it on him. Throw it on him.
I would gladly dump this all over his damn head. Here I am being nice, going out getting coffees for people. Nate.
I'm paying you back.
And what do these douchebags have to say? Oh, you're distracting him.
Can I just say, Andrew, with a few exceptions, we are in a room full of snitches.
Yeah.
A room in here, out there. Everyone's just trying to throw each other under the bus, get credit for things.
It's not nice.
Don't look at me, Danielle.
Snitchy. Danielle is not snitchy.
Not a snitchy.
Thank you. Honestly, Nate, not that snitchy. Everybody else snitches, and you should all end up in ditches.
Snitches
all
end up in ditches.
Hold on, time out. When you say everybody else.
I'll take Andrew out. Andrew's not a snitch.
Well, who have I snitched on?
Well, hang on, Froggy. Hang on. I do remember the day that you said, whatever anybody tells me, I tell Elvis.
Yes. You know what? You said the same thing,
Nate. If you talk shit, hold on. I will say, I'll admit that. If you talk shit on Elvis, I'll tell him.
That's snitchy.
But then
don't talk shit on Elvis.
Apparently somebody does because he's talking from experience.
Right. All I'm saying is if you say bad things about Elvis and I think it could be detrimental to him or the show, I'm going to tell him. I just want you to know. So I'm not the person to tell. Other than that, if you fuck up something on the air, I'm not going to tell on you. I don't care. I fuck up plenty of shit. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got your own thing going on there that we never hear about.
We see it in the text message when Jacksonville goes off the air or whatever. You know, happens.
For some reason, it's my fault. I don't know how. But
not my fault. That's Garrett's fault.
Okay, so we have this text message system, right? And it's all of the listeners from our 75 cities around the world, across the country. And I've always had this rule. If Elvis sees something, then we'll address it verbally, right. But if there's a problem that we can hopefully handle before he sees it, we will handle it.
Yes.
However, one person, Brody, will say, hey, the Philly's off the air. Does anybody hear anything? Like, don't get Elvis in a bad mood. Fix the problem and then say we're handling it.
By the way, I know the time you're talking about, and I wanted to punch Brody in the face.
Hold on.
Hey, yes, I physically punch you.
Take a breath.
I was angry.
What I said in the chat room was Q was off the air.
This was in the room one time.
Yep.
Oh,
yes,
in the room.
I know what he's talking
about. Yes. Okay. Oh, that time. Yeah, that was twice then. So that time, the reason I brought it up is that if you don't say it, you're right. If he doesn't see it, great. But if he does see it, then he yells at us for not bringing it to his attention and that we're not handling it. Is somebody handling this? Is somebody seeing this?
We're on it.
Yeah.
We've always said, hey, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we know. We're on it. Yeah. We're on it. We're addressing it.
Yeah.
But don't call it out because there's inevitably going to be a problem.
That's right.
Don't poke the bear.
Yeah, and again, I remember Nate and I looked at each other like, fucking Brody.
Yeah, I know, but it was 20 messages. How is he not going to see it?
If he sees it, then we tell him we're on it. But don't
Okay. All right. Yes, once in 24 years, I made a mistake. Okay. I have it on tape.
Oh, God.
One time, maybe twice.
Hey, Brody's making a stunning admission that he made an error.
No, oh no. You know what? I'm going to make an admission. I'm going to make it because we're making admissions now.
Are we? I wasn't going to do that.
So, throw people under the bus, really.
No, it's my on me. There are times, you know, I work from home. A couple of days a week, I work from home. And the first thing I do is log into the text messaging program.
A couple days a week.
Hey.
Hey, who's been working at home for 2 years, but still. I admit I've been at home for 2 years.
A couple of days a month.
Hold on. I was here 4 days last week, and I'm already on my second day this week.
The fact that you can have those numbers is what's hilarious.
Right. I'm increasing. Listen, you go to Detroit every 2 weeks.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Right, hold on. Listen, I have no issue with the fact that you worked at home, but you just said, quote, I work at home a couple days a week. I mean, okay. That's like me saying
a couple
that.
Of four.
All right, but okay. On your
part. So the first thing I do is I log into the text messaging program so I can start responding to people and see if there's any problems. Right?
On the keyboard.
Well, on my phone.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay, either one.
Right. I log in on my phone. Yeah. In fact, I go to sleep with it open so that first thing in the morning, I can see the text messages and get my day rolling.
Right.
Well, if I oversleep by a couple of minutes, I pray there's no problems on any of the affiliates because... Then I'm not answering them. It'll be clear that I'm not answering them. So 2 days ago, I overslept by like 8 minutes, and Q102 in Philly was off the air. And by the time I saw it, Nate was already responding and calling Philly. So I knew that I was like, oh, fucking listeners. They threw me under the bus without even realizing it. So
yeah, well.
So thank you, Nate, for covering me.
One big happy family.
Becomes a moment with energy in this room. I think Danielle's the only person who notices it. I just pick up my phone and my coffee, and I exit.
That's what I said to Kim, I want to go home.
Hey, for listeners who are watching this online, this is Brody when you send a text.
I can't. Yep. Oh, that's very funny.
And with that is your podcast. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Did we go over?
No. We went over. Hold on.
Someone's going to rat us out for this.
We went over Monday and Tuesday, and if we talk for another 5 seconds, will be at 15 minutes.
Justin,
records us. Another 5 seconds, he said?
Justin, he keeps track of our podcast.
Okay.
All right, we're there.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.